What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
The ire of Pittsburgh has fallen on O'Neill Cruz. Maybe because the Pirates are the only game in town right now. Maybe because the Pirates suck right now. Or maybe we're all just, rightfully so, fed up with his blatant showing of disinterest. Whatever the case, nobody is catching heat in this town more than Cruz. But I have to ask, does he deserve all the criticism that he's been getting? Is it fair for people to forget all the on-field talent and potential that he brings? Has it gone too far? My answer, yes, it has. And it makes O'Neill Cruz, hesitantly, the most disrespected athlete in Pittsburgh sports today. Dom DiTommaso with you on the Fan Early Morning Show, and you can call in 412-928-9370. So the Pirates lose again yesterday, 4-2, in what should have been a very exciting matchup. I was pumped going into it because we had a fantastic pitcher's duel, at least on paper, between Paul Skeens and Jake Mizorowski. And Paul Skeens only went four innings. It was the shortest start of his career. And the numbers don't look great, but he really, Crowley and I were talking about this before the show, he really only had one bad inning in the second, and then he recorded an out for the last seven batters, and then he got pulled, and it looked like that was kind of the plan all along. But either way, it's another loss. It's another series loss. Like I said in the headline, it is now four series in a row that the Pirates have lost. And now they go into a series against the Mets, a team that is really struggling, but I don't trust the Pirates to get a series win there either. So everybody's frustrated, everybody's fed up, but it seems like nobody right now is getting more hate, not just on the Pirates, but in all of Pittsburgh sports right now, than O'Neill Cruz. And O'Neill Cruz really has turned into the biggest lightning rod athlete in this city, probably since Kenny Pickett. Now, Aaron Rodgers has kind of changed the game since getting here, but he hasn't played a game yet, and we can have this conversation again in the fall. But right now, O'Neill Cruz is as controversial a player as I think we have in this town. And I talked about this yesterday after he was benched in the game against the Brewers on Tuesday, if I have my days right. And I talked about how frustrating of a player he is because of, like I said, the talent and the potential that he has. And it's so frustrating that not only is he struggling at the plate the way he is, but we barely talk about the on-field skills that he has because a lot of the time he's showing a lack of effort and a lack of caring. And it's hard to watch as a fan. With that said, I'm now starting to think that the criticism he's getting is starting to get just a little bit too much, starting to go overboard just a little bit too much. And it's why I think right now he's the most disrespected athlete in Pittsburgh. And I say that hesitantly because I crushed him yesterday, as did everybody else, for his showing in the game against the Brewers, in which he ended up getting benched, where not only did he struggle at the plate going 0 for 4, but then in his final at-bat jogged down the first baseline and ended up getting his butt put on the wood for the rest of the game. So who is the most disrespected athlete in Pittsburgh? Well, I think O'Neill Cruz is the winner, but let's look at the candidates. Last year at this time, my answer would have been George Pickens. And him and Cruz are kind of similar in the sense that they're both immensely talented, but they also carry their own headaches. Now, George Pickens was more of an off-field headache. O'Neal Cruz is an on-field headache, but it has nothing to do with his skills. It's just sometimes he acts like he doesn't give a bleep. So my answer last year would have been George Pickens, but he's not here anymore, so he doesn't qualify. Aaron Rodgers has an excellent argument, although it feels like more and more people are starting to come around on Aaron Rodgers. And for the record, I have been so ahead of that curve, it's not even funny. But I'll disqualify him from the conversation since he hasn't played a game here yet, so I guess he doesn't count. Although he is still getting disrespected, not just by people here, but nationally. Although, again, I think that's starting to turn around a little bit. There's a few people on the Pens, but I think, you know, Eric Carlson and Jari, I think they're all deserving of the disrespect they get. And I also won't count coaches because Mike Tomlin would be my easy answer. I think Mike Sullivan could also get votes, but he's not here either, so he's also disqualified. So my answer is O'Neal Cruz. Now, he should be getting a lot of the criticism that he gets, particularly when it comes to the, as Don Kelly put it, energy and effort that he sometimes shows, whether it's running the baselines, whether it's out in the outfield, out in center field. Yeah, it's a problem, and it rightfully so deserves to be criticized. And not just that, but like I said, the on-field performance also hasn't been that great. He's batting .211 this year, 13 home runs, which for him isn't enough. He has a career low 103 OPS plus, struggling at the plate, struggling against lefties. Some of his mechanics are off, both at the plate and in center field. So criticism of that is also completely fair. And like I said, the energy and effort issues are just ridiculous. I said this yesterday off air, and it sounds crazy, but it really takes no effort to give effort, if that makes sense. So for him to have as many lack of effort issues as he has had is just insane. And I love that he was benched. I give Don Kelly a ton of credit for that. I've questioned why Don Kelly should be back in 2026, but I give him a ton of credit for benching him at the end of the game Tuesday. And I thought, to be honest, he should have been benched O'Neal Cruz yesterday. Although he was moved out of the leadoff spot, so if that was a form of punishment, then there you go. So all of that is well and good. The reason I say I think he's now the most disrespected athlete in Pittsburgh is people are now overshadowing and dismissing his potential and his skills and the raw God-given ability that he has. The effort criticisms are going to be there regardless. He could be Barry Bonds, but if he's not showing effort, he's going to keep getting criticized, and that's completely fair. And if that's something that continues the rest of the season, then this conversation will change. But I think the criticism now on both ends is starting to just get a little too much and is starting to cross a line a little bit. And it's why I think he's getting disrespected, because you're taking all the negatives, which there are a lot of negatives, but you're making them so far outweigh the positives that he could bring that I don't think he's nearly getting the credit that he also deserves for what he could bring to this team. So some of the criticisms that he is getting, you're hearing people say that the Pirates should trade him for whatever they could get in return. No. I'm hearing a couple people on social media say that they should demote him. No. Are we kidding? And then you're even getting people like this. I was producing for Paul Alexander on Saturday for Bucko Talk, and a caller decided to give Paul a ring-a-ding-ding and say this.
I've been a Pirate fan all my life. I'm 70 years old. O'Neal Cruz drives me crazy. I would have benched him, and I would keep him benched until the All-Star break.
Okay. Bench him till the All-Star break, really? Listen, he frustrates me as much as he frustrates the caller and as much as he frustrates you. Bench him till the All-Star break? Come on. And by the way, we were talking yesterday on the morning show, should they have even considered benching him yesterday because he's in this offensive slump? So how much do you want to keep him off the field. So benching him till the All-Star break, I don't know what that's going to accomplish. And now all this criticism, it's fair to an extent, but at some point I think it gets to be a little much. He's in a bad slump, like I said. He started out the season, by the way, really good, to the point where we were talking about a possible extension that could reach $200 million. Now, the last month or so, he's been playing terrible, and I completely admit that. But he's in a slump, and he's on a bad team, which is not an excuse, but it does put things somewhat in perspective. And like I said, if these issues continue, particularly when it comes to his effort, but also when it comes to him at the plate, then the conversation changes, and then we can be talking about a new most disrespected athlete in Pittsburgh. But all the mountains of crap that people are throwing at him, a lot of it is deserved. I want to make that very clear. But it's also disregarding his potential, his skills, what he could mean to this team, not just the rest of this season, but seasons ahead. And so I think right now he's become the most disrespected athlete in Pittsburgh sports. Do you agree? 412-928-9370. Who is the most disrespected athlete in Pittsburgh sports? We'll talk about that when we come back. Plus, we all love sports, but are we starting to get a little too much of sports? I'll explain. Plus, at 525, I have something very, very fun for my good pal, Adam Crowley. We'll be doing that in about 13 minutes. Dom DiTommaso with you on The Fan Early Morning Show right here on 93.7 The Fan.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
I need something you prove, something stronger than I'm used to.
We all love sports. Hell, you wouldn't be listening if you didn't, and I probably wouldn't be here talking to you if I didn't. But does that necessarily mean that we need more and more of it? Oversaturation in sports is becoming a real thing, and it's becoming a real thing very quickly. Dom DiTommaso with you in for Callis today, taking you up to the start of the morning show at 5:40. Adam Crowley's going to join me in about 8 minutes. I have something fun planned for him. Plus, taking your calls, 412-928-9370, on who is the most disrespected athlete in Pittsburgh. And we'll talk about, man, we're just getting too much sports these days. And I'll tell you why here in a second. You know, I got to tell you, before we get into all that real quick, our phones are 100% listening to us. It is a fact now. It is no longer conjecture. It is no longer rumors. Our phones are 100% listening to us. And it is terrifying. Technology has made things so much easier in our lives. Whether it's work, which it's certainly made our lives easier. Whether it's communications, transportation, the whole thing. But privacy is now non-existent. And I don't mean Harry Callis taking pictures of kids unsolicited at a local pool. I'm talking about privacy that we are no longer getting on our phones. So yesterday I got home after the show. I took a nice long nap, watched the Pirates lose again. And then I was talking to my dad about what we wanted to do for dinner. And I said, you know what? It's nice out and it's not raining. Why don't we go out? Why don't we go eat somewhere? And I suggested the Olive Garden. And I said the words Olive Garden once. Just once. And I didn't even think I was anywhere near my phone. Not 5 minutes later, I open up Instagram and the first thing I see is an Olive Garden ad. And I'm like, okay. I mean, our phones are 100% listening to us. And at this point, I don't even think I really care. I think I've realized that we are being listened to for years now, really, with all the devices that we have in our houses. So I don't even really think it bothers me anymore. But it does make you think, like, man, anybody could be listening at any point. But yeah, our phones, 100%. My phone's sitting right here, and it's listening to me right now along with you. Man. Yeah, that creeped me. I will be honest. Like I said, I have resolved myself to the idea that it is listening to me, but it still kind of creeps you out whenever it happens. It's like, oh my God. 412-928-9370. Like I said, crawling about 5 minutes here. So I'm talking about, in the open, this oversaturation of sports. So there's a few stories that have come out in the past couple days. Last night, it was reported by Kevin Weeks, who, by the way, I almost didn't even see this tweet because he blocked me on Twitter because I called him out for being a hack journalist, which he is, but that's neither the here nor there. But I did end up seeing it. Kevin Weeks and Greg Wyshynski reporting that the NHL is considering expanding their regular season from 82 games to 84 as part of the current CBA negotiations between the NHL and the NHLPA. Now, that is on the heels of a report from Pete Thamel that the NCAA is expected to decide in the next few weeks whether they will expand March Madness from 68 teams to 76, all of which is coming on the heels of the NFL deciding if they want to eventually move to an 18-game regular season. And Mike Florio and a couple other people think that it will eventually all lead to a 20-game regular season. So is this too much? Are we getting to the point where we're now getting too much sports? Like I said, I love sports as much as the next guy. If you're listening, you also probably love sports as much as the next guy. But at some point, I think it gets to be a little too much. Now, going from 82 games to 84 for the NHL doesn't seem like a whole heck of a big difference, which it really isn't in the long run. But if they have no issue going from 82 to 84, who's saying in the next CBA negotiation they won't go from 84 to 86? What about 86 to 88? What about in the 90s? Could there be a day, it's going to sound crazy, where they try to get to 100 games in the regular season? I know it sounds ridiculous, but is it? So yeah, I think it's getting to be a little too much. Now you can look at it from a player perspective, and I think for the players it would eventually get to be too much. We talk about this in the NFL, and it was a concern when they went from 16 to 17 games. If they're looking to go from 17 to 20 games, even if they take all the preseason games out and add an extra bye week, there's going to be, I would imagine, some pushback from some players about all these extra regular season games they're trying to add. And then from a fan perspective, yeah, I think it is a little too much. I think it takes away from the sport if we have so much of it that it becomes, you know, feels less important. And then it makes the regular season less important. And that's a big thing that the NBA gets thrown at them, that their regular season has become less and less special. Well, isn't that going to happen in all these sports if they start adding more and more regular season games? Just because something's great doesn't mean you have to give more and more of it. It's like The Godfather 1 was maybe the best movie of all time. So they said, hey, let's make a Godfather 2. And it turned out that Godfather 2 was just as good, if not better, than Godfather 1. You would think they would stop there. They said, you know what? The first two were great. Let's keep going. And they made Godfather 3, and it sucked, and it's one of the worst movies I've ever seen. It's actually a fine movie, but coming off of 1 and 2, it's terrible. So sometimes you can dilute things by having too much of it. And in the end, it all comes back to revenue and money and cash. And to be honest, if the NFL adds 3 more regular season games, everybody's going to watch. Ratings are still going to be great. People are still going to go to these games. Revenue wins above all else. The NHL, if they do add 2 more regular season games, people are still going to watch. People are still going to go. March Madness, if they add, 8 more teams, people are still going to watch. People are still going to go to these games. So people are still going to spend money. The owners and the commissioners and everybody above everybody else is going to get paid for it. So what's stopping them from doing it? Really nothing. And I think the NFL will certainly go to 18 games. 20, I think, is very possible. The NHL will almost certainly go to 84. March Madness, I wouldn't be shocked at all if they expand to 76. Hell, the college football playoff is probably going to expand in the next couple hours. Next couple years. Maybe hours. But at some point, man, I think it gets to be a little bit too much. But that's just me. 412-928-9370. All right. Adam Crowley and Doran Dickerson are coming up in about 15 minutes for the Fan Morning Show. And I have something a little bit fun planned here for Crowley. Now, let's see. Crowley is in the studio right now planning. Crowley, are you available for the next few minutes?
No.
Well, I hate to say it, but I've already tweeted out yesterday that I have a surprise for you. So I have to pay that off. And you did say before the show that you were cool with it. So now I don't feel bad. So, and Doran, you are also free to chime in if you want, but you will see why this is an Adam thing that I have planned. So, Adam, the last 2 days that I have produced for you, you have done something that has become kind of a calling card for you, but I think it adds to your charm and it's very funny. But you sometimes kill off celebrities that are not dead. And sometimes you say that celebrities that are dead are alive. It's a big thing and I think it's very funny. So, Adam, I decided we're going to do something a little bit fun here for the last few minutes on the early morning show. We're going to play the debut of a game I like to call Crowley, Dead or Alive. Dead or alive. Now, how the game works is I have a list here of seven celebrities.
Oh, boy.
Seven celebrities, and it's very simple. All you have to do is tell me, is this celebrity dead or alive?
Oh, man.
All right? You got the rules?
I do.
All right. I'll start you off easy. Number one, dead or alive, Dick Van Dyke.
He's alive.
Final answer?
Yeah.
Correct.
Let's go.
One for one.
Way to go, Dick. Keep living, Dick.
One for one. Number two, dead or alive, Rue McClanahan of Golden Girls fame.
I know we've lost Betty White. I think she's... I mean, I have no idea. I think she's alive.
You saying alive? Final answer?
I'm saying alive. I can tell by your mouth I'm wrong.
Doran, guess?
She's gone.
The correct answer is Rue McClanahan is dead.
R.I.P.
Passed away in 2010 at the age of 76. Crowley, you are one for two.
Was her name Blanche? Was that Blanche?
Yeah, Blanche, who had a ton of sex.
Yes.
We're not making Blanches anymore.
No, no Blanches.
She might have been the last Blanche.
Blanche.
Mm.
Number three. Dead or alive, Bob Barker.
You see, I can't remember if he's recently retired or recently passed.
It's a fair question.
What a great,
this
stupid
is a great
bit
game.
This is.
Good job,
this
Dom.
Is tremendous.
Good job. Really good job.
Bob Barker.
I'm gonna guess purely out of hope that our guy's still with us here.
Final answer?
Sure.
Bob Barker is dead.
Oh, Bob.
R.I.P. Passed away in 2023 at the age of 99.
Nice life.
Great run for Bob.
Great run for Bob.
Crowley is one for three. Number four, dead or alive, Carol Burnett.
Oh, man. My dad's all-time favorite. What a great list you've come up with. One of the funniest people of all time.
She's hilarious. But is she dead or alive?
She is hilarious. She's alive.
You saying she's alive?
I'm saying she's alive.
Crowley? You are correct.
Let's go. You gave it away. You
gave it away there.
Did I?
You said she's said she, hilarious.
She is.
Doesn't she's, give it away.
Oh, it does.
That's
it
how,
did.
That's how he figured it out.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm going to count it then as correct.
Well, it's either right or wrong. You're either dead or alive.
You are two for four.
Let's go.
Number five. Dead or alive, Johnny Depp.
What? I feel like this is obvious, but his inclusion is perplexing to me. I'd have known if Johnny Depp was gone. Johnny Depp? This is like the Heinz Ward, where'd he go to college question. He's alive.
Are you sure? Final answer?
Yeah, I think his bank account is hurting, isn't it? Didn't he file for bankruptcy or something? Why am I guessing things that might not be true?
Amber Heard, the whole trial.
Oh, that.
I think he got off.
Johnny Depp is alive. You are correct. You are 3 for 5. Although the one of the ones that you got right barely counts. But I'll count it. 3 for 5. You got 2 more. Number 6. Dead or alive, Gerald Ford.
He's way gone.
The 38th U.S. president.
He's way gone.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because I think the only ones we got left that have served as president are Clinton, Bush, because Carter recently passed away, Barack Obama, Donald Trump.
Final answer?
Yeah, Gerald Ford is way gone.
Gerald Ford is dead.
Yeah.
Didn't he play for Michigan?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah. Wow.
Yes. Football.
Ground
good
a
work,
pound.
Doran. Passed away in 2006. Good work, Crowley.
They called him the assembly line.
Crowley is 4 for 6. If this was a 7-game series, he would have won.
Different Ford.
Number 7, final celebrity. Dead or alive, George Harrison of the Beatles.
Come on. He's gone. They all famously died, except for...
There's only one left, right?
Yeah. Lennon got shot.
McCarthy?
Yeah. McCartney.
McCartney, sorry.
We had Mike McCarthy on our mind.
Right.
He never texted me back.
No, he didn't. Yeah, us. Yeah. Us, yeah.
Yeah. Well,
didn't work.
I don't think he would have wanted to spurn you. I think it was more me.
I think it was both of us.
Yeah.
He just doesn't like us.
He probably doesn't want to get in any hot water.
Nah.
Say something he shouldn't say about something. I always thought...
Well, I need an answer before you continue.
No, he's dead. I always thought Elton John, for like the longest time, was a Beatle.
So did I.
Yeah.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah.
You can see that happening.
Seriously?
Yeah, I did.
I mean, yeah, he looks like he was a Beatle.
Yeah, he does.
Glasses.
George Harrison is dead.
Yes! Well.
He's still lost.
I didn't know.
You said yes, and he's dead.
Yep. 5 out of 7 ain't bad.
Five out of 7, Crowley. I'm going to give you that. That was pretty impressive.
Pretty good.
There were some that I thought would trip you up. I thought the George Harrison one might trip you up, but it didn't.
I mean, that's 71% right there, baby.
Got to go with the more recent ones.
That's where he gets
messed up. He's like, he's gone?
Like, Betty White I was thinking of including, but I was like, she was so
everybody
famously.
Everybody remembered whenever she passed, because she was like, what, 99?
Right, yes.
Yeah, and if you did the Deadpool thing from Deadpool, she would have been on everyone's list for like a decade and a half. Oh, I guess Ringo's still with us. My bad.
All right, so you technically went.
You got any others?
You went Rue McClanahan.
He said she was alive. That was one of the ones he got wrong.
That's such a good one.
You got any others that you left on the cutting room floor?
There were a few. Actually,
man,
Elton John.
She died 15 years ago, Rue.
You know who passed away yesterday, and it's been 15 years, and I remember the exact moment whenever I found out is Michael Jackson. I remember driving like in the South Side whenever he passed away, going into my senior year.
Wasn't yesterday
and
the...
We played his songs throughout the whole entire day. It was a nice day out. It was summer. Oh, man, I remember being in our apartment. We just played all kinds of Michael Jackson's bangers all day.
I was thinking the other day about Fleetwood Mac and how I would take their catalog and put it up against anyone and think they could come out on top. Michael Jackson's were pretty good. Pretty damn good. You got to do some separating art from artists there, but yeah. No one ever turns a Michael Jackson song on.
Never. Never.
That's not even a take.
Nope.
That's just real. Anybody else? You got anybody else? He drops in a Johnny Depp just to try to throw me off the scent.
Well, did it almost throw you off?
Yeah, I thought you were doing some sort of, why would he be included? He's obviously alive. Well, if he's included, maybe he's not.
Right. So I was hoping maybe it would trip you up a little bit. Like the Heinz Ward question that I threw out to you guys that you got very quickly.
How about James Earl Jones?
Recently passed.
Yeah, that one was pretty recent, right? Last year?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Crowley. I'm proud of your performance.
Problem is, when it's these one-off people in the middle of a show, I'm not hitting it 71%. I'm hitting far below 71%.
All right.
Rue McClanahan.
That's a good one. That is a good one. You must like Golden Girls. You like the show?
Oh, it's an underrated show.
It is.
I think it's very funny.
I still watch it with my mom. Just remember my mom watching it every day. That Guiding Light.
Guiding Light.
Oh, Guiding Light. My mom used to watch Guiding Light all the time. Her stories, you know?
Stories, yeah.
Golden Girls was a great show.
It was.
Crowley, thanks for participating. Doran, you as well.
Yes.
Great bit.
Fan Morning Show coming up at 5:40 with the pre-show. Dumdy Tomasso with you on the Fan Early Morning Show here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.